Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Let's Talk About It. This is the 950th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. And as always, I have alongside with me, Cappy Torley Daly. And if you didn't know already, I am Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And we take great pleasure in welcoming you to the 950th episode. Cappy, are you out there with us? Because I just am so excited that we are on our 950th episode. To the point where, you know, I really believe that, you know, we only 50 away. So you being the visionary and stuff about it, I would like to say what you got to say.
When I tell you how ecstatic I am about what God has done and what God is doing, where he brought us from, you know, one of the blessings is you were there at the conception of it all. So when I think back to 2 weeks prior to our very first broadcast, when it was the thought process and how fast God put everything together, put all of us in place, put us where he needed us. And now here we are 3 years later, still bringing forth God's word to the nation and about to hit our 1,000th episode. When I say it's nobody but God, it is nobody but God.
Amen to that. Look, so if you're out there and you're listening somewhere via social media, nobody but God has put you here. So now what we need you to do is join us, if you'd like, live on the air by dialing 319-527-6091. Now remember, if you call and you hear us, when you press 1, that gets you in to the queue so that we know you actually want to make a comment. But before we actually get started, I'd like you to share the link, you know, send it a text message, tell a friend to tell more friends and family, you know, tell your friends and your family to tell their friends and their family, and then go and then make more friends, make new family. You know what I mean. You get it. Chappy, I'm sorry. I think because of the fact that we know who has control of the airwaves, and we know what ends up happening when we get real, real good and real, real deep down into a conversation. So what I would like to do, just in case the enemy does want to cut through the broadcast or anything, can we lift him up in prayer? You know what I'm saying? Let's lift us up in prayer. That way, I mean, the enemy never wins anyway. So I just like to maybe put him in the fourth to let him know, just sit down and listen, because you might learn something today, too.
That's right. That's right. We just ask that everyone comes together, bring your mind in, let's draw our minds in, get on one accord as we go before the throne of the Lord. Father God, it is once more and again that we, your handmaid servants, come humbly yet boldly before your throne of glory. We come blessing and praising your holy name, for you and you alone are God. You and you alone are worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. I come saying thank you, Lord, for just the connections you put in place. Just today, I say thank you, Father. We thank you for the move of God that is about to take place, that is taking place right this second. We say thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would release a refreshing anointing of your Holy Spirit from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, that you would use us, Father God, as we stand surrendered before you to move through these airways, God, that you will shake the very foundation of the enemy's camp, that you will bring sickness to a halt with healing, that you will bring depression to a halt with deliverance, that you will bring sorrow to a halt with joy, that you will bring grieving to a halt with comfort. But most importantly, God, as we always pray, that you will draw some lost soul this evening to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, for that is why we do what we do. We ask these and all other blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. And again, if you are just joining us, that was the prayer to start. Let's talk about it on the 950th episode on this here Purpose Kingdom Network. Tonight, I'm sitting at the table, and I got to admit, Toy, I'm a bit torn. And the reason why I'm torn is because late last night, I heard them try to slip it in, and it was funny because all month I've been watching the different demonstrations and the different things that they've been having in and the different marches and stuff and the different cookouts and everything that they've been having. And when I say the cookouts and stuff, I'm talking about that Pride thing, the Pride weekend thing, you know, how I've been seeing the rainbow all this time. That's all I can say. So all I can see is when I see the rainbow, I'm thinking, bless God. So I'll be sitting there like, bless God, bless God, bless God, because these are all the promises. Like every time you see it, you should think, oh my gosh, we're filled with so many promises.
Right.
But I heard that they determined, like they have whoever they are, because maybe by the end of the night we can find out who they actually were. But they deemed that June is Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now it's a bigger thing for me because it's a month now. I know that Black History Month, it took a long time to get a Black History Month. You know what I mean?
Right.
We fought long and hard to get a month. Now, I understand how they give Kevin Hart his day because it was his birthday, and they let Meek Mills have a weekend because it was his birthday and it fell on a Friday. You know what I mean? Like, I understand Pancake Day because they want IHOP to give away their free pancakes. I get it. Wawa gives Wawa coffee. I get it. Dollar coffee. You know what I mean? But I need to know how is it that the whole help me, Toy. Help me. I'm torn because I want to know why nobody is even. It's funny because I heard it and then that you know how they dropped it on the 30th as opposed to the 1st. So we ain't going to really talk about it until next year when it comes up and they already put it out there that it is Pride Month.
For the second annual year, right?
That's what I'm saying. Are we going to miss it? And then because we missed the first one, just like somehow that we missed the rainbow when they first introduced the rainbow. You understand what I'm saying? Things are getting a little bit out of hand right now.
Yes, I understand wholeheartedly. I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from. And it's funny that everybody is on this Pride Month, and she's being nice. She's just calling it Pride Month. What I saw, I'm going to tell y'all what I saw, because y'all ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in like I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. So I'm going to tell you exactly what I saw, that they were doing Gay Pride Month. This is Gay Pride Month. And
they put the
every
on it too, really?
Yeah, they put all of it on there. But what got me with it, as I was looking at what they were doing and what they were saying and how they were doing it, and it was one scripture that kept coming to mind the entire time that they were on this, you know, this is Gay Pride Month and people should stand up and speak out and show your pride and show the rainbow. And I'm going to touch on that rainbow in a second. But you have to come out and show support because we fought long and hard for this. And I was listening, and I kept going back and forth to this to that one scripture. Pride goeth before the fall. Pride goeth before the fall.
What would you say?
Pride. P-R-I-D-E. Pride goeth before the fall. or if you read it in the King James Version, and I was looking, that's what I was looking for, the exact address so that I could give it to you. It's Proverbs 16 and 18. And I think I like the way the King James Version says it. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So now, as we walk around, it's good to have pride within yourself. It's good to be proud of your accomplishments as an individual. It's good to be proud to have that sense of pride. But to become a prideful person or a prideful group of people, once that pride gets to that level, then the next thing to come is your destruction. And when we look at what it is that we are screaming to be so prideful about, and please understand before anybody starts, oh, they hate me because of my sexual preference. I do not care what your sexual preference is, but sin is sin. I'm sorry. I have a lot of people in my family who I love, my entire family, but there are some people in my family, not a lot, that have committed murder. I still love them, but they committed a crime and a sin. Sin is sin. Well, unfortunately, just like fornication is a sin, homosexuality is a sin. Sin is sin. I don't care how we try to cover it. I don't care how we try to explain it. I don't care how we try to okay it. Sin is sin. And the Word of God tells us that as we're getting all geared up for this pride, this month of pride, pride goeth before destruction. And where's the destruction coming from? Our little boys don't know if they boys or girls. Some of our girls don't know if they're women. Our men, our clothing lines have become so cross against one another that the boys' clothes look like girl clothes, the girls' clothes look like boy clothes. Like, look at what we're doing. And even that is the scripture that says that women shall not wear things pertaining to men, and men shall not wear things pertaining to women. Now, it freaks me out that back in the day, everyone was in an uproar the first time a woman tried to put on the pants, but everybody's real quiet about these men wearing skirts. I'm just saying something to make you go, But then we're wondering why our children act the way they do. We're wondering why our country is in the situation that we're in, because we're all so prideful and we all have a very haughty spirit. It's all about me, all about my desire, all about my want. But then we think God is okay with that. And don't get mad at me. I didn't write Proverbs. David did. So take it up with him.
She said, I didn't write it. David did. But that leads us to our actual topic for tonight. Now, the way that it was titled, basically, it says exactly what it is, y'all. It's the 950th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. We are 50 away from 1,000. But tonight's topic, it says that you can have a lot of pride, but you can't be that proud. You just heard Chat put it in a very nice way. But now for the rest of the hour, what we are going to do is we are going to break it down and we're going to talk about it. What we would like to do is invite you to call in. The number to call in again is 319-527-6091. Now remember, this is not just for you to be on the call. This is for you and your friends to be on the call, so tomorrow you can start this conversation in your place. Because what I'm realizing is that this is a subject that people aren't going to touch. Now, this is a subject that affects each and every one of us, especially as believers. But if we as believers can read a post or hear what we're talking about and then back up because we're scared of it, my then question is, who and what is it that you really believe in? Because if you're not out here telling the truth about what God and God's word says, then somewhere down the line, someone has got to be looking at you skeptical. Because I know we're in this politically correct world right now.
Right.
But politically correct would say that we're all on the same page because everybody's trying to be this inclusiveness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to figure out is how is it that we as African Americans are still fighting for an inclusiveness so that we can just believe that we are African Americans and we have rights to some stuff. How is it that within all of the African American families and generations that we have walking this earth, how
mm-hmm.
is it that it seems like I'm the only person that's completely offended and appalled that now Pride Month, hey, how about this? I'm going to go all the way in because remember, we used to make thing about the fact that we got a month, but they sure made sure that it was the shortest month of any year.
Right.
Do you understand? So we already getting shorted out of a month. So how is it that we going to sit around and then say, oh, okay, we going to let gay pride take 30? Hold up. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I understand what happened. I understand why they think that they may be able to do it. But before we go inclusive on a preference, let's get
mm-hmm.
inclusive on people. Do you understand
Period.
What I'm saying?
Not
because
on a preference,
people.
But just on the fact that people are human beings. Let's get a
Thank
preference
you.
On mankind. If you were born of a woman, then that means
Thank
you are a man. You're considered humankind. You are a man, whether you are considered of the human species. I don't like to just say man because then people say, oh, well, she's not including the women. You are a human being. Let's have respect for human beings, period. Because what you're saying, Adrian, is so true. So you're telling me that there are still places that I go where I can be mistreated, disrespected, belittled.
Discriminated on all types.
Discriminated
of
against, refused all types of service, profiled on. All because of the color of my skin.
Yeah.
And I've been in
but
this
now,
country for however many years that my ancestors served as slaves. And I know everybody hates when we go back to slavery, but that was a part of what made this country so great, as y'all like to say it. The back of slaves, the blood of slaves, and the descendants of those slaves can't fly in the African American flag at City Hall, but the gay pride flag with the rainbow that they stole from believers in Christ can fly. I have a problem with that.
I'm glad somebody else got the problem because I'm
Jewish
trying to
Americans
figure it out.
Who have lived in this country for centuries, their flag's not flying. Italian American, African American, Haitian American, whatever country you're from, all those flags aren't flying down at City Hall, but the rainbow is. And it's not flying to remind us of the promise that God gave us. It's flying to show that they're giving rights to those of that situation. And I'm not coming against you for receiving the so-called rights that you feel like you have, because God's word said that before the end time came, that life was going to be like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. So this is it getting to Sodom and Gomorrah. However, I do have a problem with the fact that we are pumping it and promoting it so much so that now the LGBT community has more
clout
than the heterosexual,
right.
Yeah, clout than the heterosexual community. I quit a job because at the school there was work. I worked with a bunch of people who were of the LGBT community. Now, I didn't know that when I took the job. I found out after I took the job. And it was at a school. And there were a lot of kids at that particular school. And I'm not going to say the name of the school. But there were a lot of kids at that school that were of the LGBT community. And what would happen all the time is that those young men and those young women who were of heterosexual, they liked the opposite sex, felt like every time they stood up and said, no, you can't shake your behind in my face. No, don't come rub up on me. Or one of the young ladies said to another young, you too close. Don't touch me. Don't look at me like that. I don't go that way. I don't like that. they would get suspended and told that they were bullying, harassing, and this, that, and the other. Well, when did their rights become less important than the other people's rights? Because, again, sin is sin. Just like as a heterosexual, I don't want no man to just walk up to me in the street and start rubbing up on me. A heterosexual person doesn't want a person that's of the LGBT community doing that to them if that's not their preference. Yet, if I fight against somebody that's doing that to me, I'm told that I'm the one wrong. But I'm supposed to see the pride in what's going on.
Well, that's why said, we're on the air right now.
I was
going to
say that. The number 319-527-6091. Help me make sense of it.
I'm trying
somebody
to say, that's why I say, well, I'm bringing it to the table. I reckon we got to bring that to Let's Talk About It. Because at the end of the day, it's something to really be talked about. Because what I don't appreciate is, like you said, when someone speaks up about it. Because
mm-hmm.
like right now, when people look at me, they may think, oh, that's the girl that said what she said about the rainbow. I should not be slighted about telling the truths of God. Like,
nobody always
we
are.
May have changed. We may have evolved, you know, and God has evolved with us, but nothing about God's word has ever changed. And if you got somebody around, and like the people that are making these laws and stuff right now, and the people that are running the marches and all of that kind of stuff, and saying that we are y'all following me because we pride and we just gonna do this because this is what we want to do, because we want to stand in something that we think is ours and we gonna take it and be pride and all this other stuff. Because I was just sitting there listening. Trust me when I believe that the feelings that they are giving in that gay pride moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funny, because gay, remember,
means
gay is actually like happy.
That's right.
Okay? Gay is nothing but happy. And what people have to understand is we've taken words and made them something else to give them different meanings. And then, like I said, through cultural generation and through just generation period, if the word changes, the meanings change.
Mm-hmm.
Got me? So your gay pride is really, you should be happy and proud, right? Which I don't have any problem with you being happy and proud, because everyone should be happy and proud about whoever and whatever they do in life. Because the only
That's
person
right.
that you have to deal with is you when it comes down to standing in front of, you know, standing on your day of judgment. What
mm-hmm.
I don't want people to do is, because right now what we have been able to do is, in this society, we change history.
Oh,
so if it ain't something that we like, we're going to change it to make it either not have happened at all, which I'm not really sure how you can erase somebody's history that they actually lived it, which I can understand how people used to be like, that's not history. It's called his story, because they tell you what you want to hear and all that kind of stuff. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
mm-hmm.
that, his story. But the problem that I have now is, because his story was already going on and has been going on, what happened to our story?
That's right.
And I'm asking the people that call it his story, what happened to telling our story? We just refute his story, and nobody ever was instilling our story. So it seems like our story is now the lost story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it seems like, because our story is the lost story, and now they got a 2019 story going on.
But,
everything
right.
that happened before, let's say the LGBT grabbed the flag. If you got kids 15 and under, they don't know anything about the promise of God unless you taught them.
That's right.
And unless you taught them. They don't know what it looks like. Well, they should know what it looks like to have women in their lives. And they should know what it looks like to have men in their lives. Like, you know what I mean? The yin and the yang is what makes us complete. You know, so if you got
mm-hmm.
one of one and don't have enough of the other, then you might be messed up. You understand? Like, it's not going to work for you the same way it works for somebody else that had both of that, you know, that saw the man side and the woman and the woman side, you know. So I understand that there's a lot of different ways that people can look at what it is that we're talking about. But what I'm saying right now is that there is too much going on.
That's
and
right.
If they label it as being prideful, I don't want anyone to think that they should not be walking around in a prideful state. And that's anyone, not somebody just wearing a rainbow. Everyone should have some type of a pride in what they do. Like, you should be proud of this and you should be proud of that because your mom raised you or your grandmom is this, you know what I mean? Or your family line has been doing this forever and ever. That's the kind of stuff that you have pride for. That makes you proud. But if your pride is so hard and so far away from God's intention and intended purposes for our lives, then
right.
that becomes a blockage, because what you think that you actually are doing, you are getting further and further and further away from the only God that's going to save you. And what I mean that is, like Toy said before, sin is sin.
Sin
so
is
the
sin.
Same way that the man and woman are cheating on their spouses and they're called adulterers, that sin is the same sin as the person that lies every day.
I got one
and
better.
And that sin is the same sin as the gay man, the two men
yeah.
in a relationship. That
the
it's all the same sin.
The
you,
two
you
women
understand?
In a relationship. I got one better for you. Wait a minute. Let me go here. How about the two people that's not married, but they like each other? They boyfriend and girlfriend, or that's his man, that's his woman. And y'all are having sex with one another, relations, but I'm going to just call it what it is because I'm not feeling curbed the tongue today. Y'all out there having sex with each other. It's called fornication. Guess what? Fornication is a sin. And why are we breaking that part down? Because we don't want nobody to think that we're on the air talking about hatred of somebody because of what they do or what their choice is or what their preference is. That is not what we are saying. Let me explain something to y'all. I have some family that is in the LGBT community. I have some friends who are in the LGBT community. I love them with my whole heart. If I ever heard somebody bashing them, harassing them, putting them down, I'm the first one to jump up to defend them, because at the end of the day, they are still people and human beings. The Word of God tells us to hate the sin and to love the sinner. So we don't want nobody to think that we're bashing anybody for their preference, but we are calling out sin as sin, and we're trying to figure out how come it's so okay to accept sin. So since we're going to just have Accept Sin Day, after all, they said June is Pride Month, so what day this month are we going to have Pride Adultery Day or Pride Fornication Day? Or how about Pride Theft Day or Proud Murderers Day? It's still all sin. And just like everybody is looking like she sounds crazy, all of it sounds crazy. Because what we're doing is we are saying, let's promote sin. And the part that makes me the maddest about the fact that society is saying, let's promote sin, is that not one soul outside of what we're doing right now on the air, not one soul that calls itself a child of God, that calls itself a follower of Christ, that calls itself a believer in God's word, has stood up to say, this is unacceptable. Not one. We're
crushed. Can I just put it out there? Can I put it out there? Because usually it takes us to say it first, and then when they hear it and they say, you know what? That's it. So you'll hear it tomorrow. You'll hear it starting tomorrow. You'll see it on the commercial within another week.
I just want to, I'm going to put it out there. Where T.D. Jakes at, where Creflo at, where the boy at the smile all the time, I can't think of his name, but where are all the mega church pastors who jump up to get on TV shows and who jump up to go to different countries and to run to the president's aid every time he's getting Twitter frenzy? Where are all y'all at to say this is not acceptable? This goes against God's law. Oh, I know where y'all at. Y'all sitting in meetings trying to say, well, maybe we misinterpreted what God said. How in the hell do you misinterpret the word, this is an abomination in my sight? I just don't. Somebody explain it to me, please. I see numbers on the line. I see some ministerial numbers. Somebody hit one and come help us make sense of this. Because right now, it's not making sense to me.
But I like how you said, I like how you put hell in it, because people get mad. But that's exactly what that is. And living in a place where, living in a place where you're not actually free in your hell, in your head, that's a living mm-hmm. hell right there. So
yeah.
That's why I say, like, the pride part of it is not the problem. The pride part of it is not the problem. The proud part of it becomes the problem. Because if you don't know how to humble yourself to get the help that you need, when it comes time for needing the help, you may be left out there. And the people that should be connected to the people that are praying you in, like the Joel Osteens, I think that's what she was talking about with the smile on his face.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen is always smiling. Like, he's a prosperity gospeler, if I've never heard one in my life. But they all have their entrances and their exits, but nobody is speaking up for God. And that is where there's a problem. And that is where is like Purpose Kingdom Network, if not for anything else, but to put God on the forefront of everybody's mind. I'm not worried about if you marching around in the street. I am worried if you don't know that Christ is going to be able to save you too. I don't want you to be so far gone about the fact that you think that it's not God, no God, and all these crazy, the higher powers and all of these other things. Regardless of however you call him, whatever you need to call, whatever your God is, y'all can't mm-hmm. get caught up in the fact of that, and then we start mucking it in and all of this, and then next thing you know, you don't have no Christ. You don't have anything to put up on the, you ain't got nothing to be put up on that cross. You don't have anything, you don't have wood. Like, if you consider yourself a believer and you don't have a cross, then the question is, he says, pick up your cross and walk. So, you walking, but if you walking with no cross, my question is, what are you and have you been doing? Because you seem like one of those people that might be promoting someone to dance in the street because they're prideful. But if you're not explaining to them how in the midst of something, in the midst of all turmoil or all hell's breaking loose, you got to know where you can get your help from. It ain't going to be dancing around in nobody's street. It ain't going to be grabbing onto a rainbow flag. It ain't going to be wrapping a rainbow flag around your head. Or putting it on a wristband and wrapping it around your ankles or something. And I don't mean to sound harsh about it, but I mean it so serious, because it's like when I saw what I saw all month about the gay pride thing, I let it go. I let it go and I let it go. Why? Because at the end of the day, they were not telling us that this is what we were doing. They did not tell us that every time they had a gay parade that it was setting up for the next gay parade to happen down the street, and then the next gay parade, and then they call it the last gay parade, the biggest gay parade of all, and then say that June is now going to be the gay month. What?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, yeah. They pulled that out on 6:30, excuse me. They did not pull that out on 6:01 or even 6:15 for that matter.
After they had already put it in place and allowed it to take place and allowed it to happen, then they made the announcement of, well, officially from now on, June is going to be. Well, who did you talk to about that? You're okay.
I really would like to know who's in charge of the month. That is a good question. So if you're out there and you're listening, if you out there and you're listening and you know something about the important people of the higher ups of something, because I don't know who they be talking to, and it's like, you know, what's the they polled 100 people, the Family Feud.
Right.
You know how they say we polled 100 people and we asked them this question? I want to know how many people did they poll asking them, should we make June National Gay Month? National Gay Pride Month.
You know, you said something earlier. You spoke about them not having the foundation. And, you know, as you said it, and I'm sorry to take us back to that, but I Isaiah 28 and 16, this is the part that makes me mad with everything going on. And I'm sorry, y'all, when I say mad, I don't mean like an anger where I just want to go beat up folk, but it just disturbs my spirit. But Isaiah 28 and 16, therefore, thus says the Lord God. So we already know who's talking. This God talking. Therefore, thus says the Lord God. And he starts with, behold. Look, y'all, look what I did. Behold, I am the one. All right, I'm sorry to keep breaking it down, but God is the one talking, and he's telling you to look. And then he's saying, look at what I am doing. He said, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in hate. He said he put in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. But like she said, y'all just mixed what God did. Y'all, we done out God God. He gave us a sure foundation. We said we don't want a foundation. We just want to build our houses on sand.
It sounds almost like it wasn't Christ for them, and then they crucified him.
That's it. And here goes
and
the deal.
I was going to say, it is the same thing.
Even today, he is still for us. He is still for everybody. Guess what? And this one makes some Christians mad. He's even for the LGBT community.
All day
He's
long.
For the murderer, the racist. He's for
everybody.
The thief, the adulterer, the fornicator, the zealot.
For the whosoever wills, man.
Whosoever wills shed his blood on Calvary's cross for you. God said, look, I put in place a sure foundation. And what we keep doing, calling, oh, that foundation ain't real. That foundation is a myth. That foundation is a joke. That foundation is whatever, whatever. That foundation is make-believe. Or that foundation, he didn't even get on the cross. Now we going out God, and these his words, him speaking about what he did. But we now calling him a lot.
Honey, because
all truth a lot. Because we're listening
you know
to the
why,
Father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're listening
lie to
the Father of lies.
You got
to
realize that.
What did Jesus say about Satan? He said he is the father of lies. Well, I believe he was talking. I want to say it was Cain. I pray I'm saying the right person. I might be wrong. But he said you are of your father, the devil. The father of lies. He is the author of lies. He is the author of confusion. And look at what's going on around us today. We run for sin, but reject righteousness and what's right. So it doesn't surprise me that we reject Christ, because just on a moral lesson, on a moral level, just right and wrong, yes and no, things that we're taught as instant. You shouldn't steal nothing from the store. But today's parents, if the kids get it out the store without getting caught, then let them keep it.
And be excited that they did it, because they all want to take place in it. Forget the fact that it's called stealing. Forget the fact that it was stolen. But if somebody comes out of the store and then pulls you back in the store for stealing that same item,
mm-hmm.
is no longer considered stealing. The mom is now upset because they feel as though they've been picked on or discriminated against. Somebody picked up somebody messing with my son or my daughter. Forget the fact that it was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the world that we live in today. And then because of the fact that when it was stolen, when you came out of the store, you ran and somebody tripped you and you made the stroller fall and the baby got scratched up. The people are in charge of that because they were the ones chasing you. That's all we realize. We don't remember the fact that you stole something out of the store. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You didn't even steal it. Your baby stole it. But there was no lesson taught in that. There was no lesson taught in that because it is very, 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 very easy to walk up out of the store without paying for something. Very, very easy. It's very, very easy to walk out of the store and leave the case of waters on the bottom of the cart and they did not get paid for. It's very, very easy for the mistakes to happen. The question is, what do you do with the mistakes? I believe that they used to be tests. When I grew up, my mom used to always say they were tests. Like if somebody gave you extra money, it was a test to see whether you not kept the extra money. That's how I bought. What'd you say?
I said that's a test given to you by God. Let me see if you've mastered this part of honesty yet. See, people laugh at me because I'm the type of person that's like, I can't stand to be lied to. Please don't lie to me. There's no reason to lie to me. Like I always say, I don't own the heaven or hell to put nobody in. So I'm big on honesty. Just be honest. I can work with you through anything if you're honest with me about it. But I'm big on honesty. So let me help everybody pass that honesty test. Next time you're in the store, and the cashier gives you back more change than they're supposed to. This is what I want you to remember. For every dollar that that cashier's drawer is short, y'all do know they take that out their check. Honest mistake. I should have gave you $10 change. But for whatever reason, it was two tens stuck together. I didn't catch it, and I gave you 20. Are you going to turn around and give me that 10, or are you going to let my child go without a meal because my check is now short? Are you going to let my child might have to sit with lights on, without any lights on at the house because my checks are short?
What I would then tell that person is that's why you got to be at work and you got to pay attention. And you gotta be focused.
Oh no, I mean,
because
but
at the end of the day,
we're not talking about the person that's in. We're not talking about the person that the cashier. Yeah, they got a part they play too, but we're not talking
that's
about
what the, I was
the person.
Don't. Right.
We're talking about the person that's on the other side of the counter getting back the change. Because see, the person on the registry, that's not God testing them. This God testing you, who say you a Christian. Who say you follow his word, who says you follow his teachings. He's testing you. He ain't testing that cashier. Are you going
to
be
honest? You had to be a Christian to get this test. This is a bigger than
it's bigger than that. But I want you to understand.
I don't want somebody to think that. Look, that's the only thing.
Are you going to be the right thing? Are you going to do the right thing? But you know what? And you know why I'm calling out believers? Because I'm a believer. See, I can't call out any other faith because I'm not any of those other faiths. I may know what you believe. I may know what you practice because my degree is in theology, and anybody that's ever going to school for theology, you know, they make you study all them different religions. So I'm not calling none of y'all out. I'm calling out us who were called to walk after Jesus Christ. Us who say that we are his light shining in darkness. Us who say that we are examples of God's word. That we are walking epistles. That's why I keep calling us out on it. It's like you tell your kids when you're raising your kids and you say, I don't care what Bobby's mother let him do or what Kelly's mama let her do. In this house, we follow these rules. See, I don't care about them. Now I don't care, but you know, I don't care what them other faiths is doing. I'm talking about the body of Christ, the house of God. Those who say we are heirs through Christ Jesus. that we got kingdom citizenship. Are we living by kingdom citizenship law? That's all I'm asking.
Well, a lot of people that might be out there listening right now, they could be listening and understanding. They could be listening and maybe just on our gear. Like they're one up in us because they know that something's got to give, and what they see is not what they want to see. What we do on Purpose Kingdom Network, we do not take it for granted that everyone just knows this Jesus or Yeshua or Isa that we speak of. So what we do is we give you the opportunity that if you do not know him as your personal savior, if you're walking around very, very proud with a lot of pride, but you never knew that your anchor had to be held on something solid, and it ain't a group of people that's going to help you do any of this stuff, because at the end of the day, your call is your call, because your relationship with God is your relationship with God. You can walk hand in hand with anybody that you want to. But at the end of the day, when you stand in front of God, it will only be you. And he may be running back what happened, play by play. Who was this and how did this happen and how did this happen? And I might not believe that he'll give you that much time to talk about it, because he did actually see you go through it. So we already know how it handled. The question is, are you going to be able to handle how you handled it on the time of your judgment? Because that is really what it is. Because if you know what is going on in it, when it comes back in your replay, it's not much that needs to be said, because we've already been talking to the God all the way through it. So, but if you haven't been talking to God all the way through it, then you already know that it, what did he say? I don't think I know you. Do I know you? Wait. I don't remember you. Oh, wait. You're not one of those. You're not one of my real ones, see, right? Get away from me. What'd he say? I don't know you.
Depart
I say it in my
me,
own words, y'all.
Depart from me.
Depart from me. There you go. That's what it is. But what we don't want you to do, we don't want you to leave here tonight without being able to at least ask God to come into your life.
Yeah,
and save you, and give you the rebirth of how it works. Toy, I want you to do it, right? And then when you do it, make sure that you also go into our announcement. But then when we finish, we have to do our take it back. And it's funny because we're going to do our take it back, but I want you to do the call first. That way, if people are on the air, they know exactly what they need to do to make their call, and then they can get on the call because they know that they will be kicked off at 10, just in case we still in our take it back, because we got to take it back.
I'm gonna do this backwards a little bit, y'all. First, I want you that's listening via live stream to understand that you have exactly 11 minutes. To call in, because at 10 o'clock you are going to be cut off and will not hear the conclusion of tonight's broadcast. However, if you do get cut off, you can call into the number 319-527-6091. Again, that number is 319-527-6091. And you can join in via phone so that you can hear the completion, because you do not want to miss our take it back. And however, if you are in one of the countries like Saudi Arabia or India or Australia, and for some reason you might not be able to just call into that number, you can always go into our archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Type in Let's Talk About It, and you'll see all of the archive shows. You can hit tonight's broadcast and hear the conclusion of this show. You can catch up on shows that you missed, as well as you have the option of listening into all of the other broadcasts that are here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We always try to bring God's word to you in one way, shape, or form, God's will. Now, if you are out there and you've been listening this evening and you have heard us talk about being in a place where you can walk personally with God, entourage, but I mean up close and personal with God. Sort of like, what Gail, that's her name. You know how Oprah got Gail, like the entourage of folk that be around her?
You mean like Jesus friend, is my homie?
Gail, yeah, that's where I'm getting ready to go with it. You can have,
okay.
We're not just Jesus is your homie, but God is your man.
Oh, girl, they don't know nothing about that. I mean,
what you're saying. That is your dog, your ace, boom, coon, your ride or die, sick or sin. If you would like that personal relationship, and understand, I'm going to say what I said the other day. It's not about a church membership, so I'm not opening the doors of the church. But what I am doing is offering you a chance to get to know Jesus Christ and God for yourself. And that only comes by accepting the gift that God gave to you, which was and is his son, Jesus Christ, who came through the womb of a virgin, who lived on this earth for 33 years, started preaching and teaching at the age of 30 and spent 3 years walking this earth, performing miracles, teaching us, out in the public, the way to God. Not only did he walk and teach us, but then he laid his life down on an old rugged cross. He took on the curse of God for us, for our sins, so that we can be forgiven for our murders, our fornication, our adultery, our LGBT, or whatever other sin we commit, our pridefulness. He died for all of that, for each and every one of us. And for that person that just said, she didn't call my sin, well, guess what? I might not have called your sin, but he died for that one too. And tonight is your opportunity to come to him. Because he didn't just die for them. But then 3 days and three nights later, he rose from the grave. So not only did he pay the penalty of your sin for you, but then he offered you eternal life. And all you have to do is accept the gift. The word of God said he did it for whosoever will believe in him. And tonight, that can be you. Tonight can be your this day situation, your this day miracle. Tonight, you can become a kingdom member by just believing that God is who he said he is, that Jesus is who he says he is, that he did what he said he did, and that he did it just for you. And if you believe that, if you believe that God loved us so much, that he wrapped himself up in the womb of a woman and allowed flesh to grow around him, came into this world, laid his life down 33 years later on a cross, rose from the grave 3 years later, and then 40 days after that ascended back unto the Father, and then 50 days after that released his spirit. We call him the Holy Spirit, to dwell within us. If you can believe that, if you hold the enemy at bay long enough just to say, yes, God, I believe, then say these simple words after me. Just say, Father God, I believe. I ask Christ to come into my life. I ask him to forgive me my sins. I ask him to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that, then just tell somebody. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning, Bible study, prayer service. You don't have to wait Sabbath school. You don't have to wait until none of that. Call somebody on the phone. The word of God says if you confess it out of your mouth, believe in your heart and confess it out your mouth. Just tell somebody, hey, I gave my life to Christ today. Hey, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. You ain't got to go into no detail with them. Just, hey, confess it out your mouth. And according to God's word, as soon as you do that, you are saved. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, I encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. And until you do, bless God, that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with One Touch Transformation. Am I correct with that? We're either going to be broadcasting with One Touch Transformation or DTW Ministry at 9 p.m.
One Touch.
Okay, I was right. One Touch Transformation. For some reason, I love hearing both of them. I mix them up all the time. One Touch Transformation with our host minister, Arsenius Jackson, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, and concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you, and we would love to pray for you. Now, before we go back into our conversation, Adrian, we do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to bring in that caller, and then we can go into our Take It Back.
Awesome, not a problem. Caller, are you out there? Where are you? What's your name? State your name. Tell us where you call from.
How are you feeling, Adrian? And how are you doing, Pastor Toy?
Hey, Cecilia.
All right, it is good to talk to you, too. I have had a couple of moments. I lost two good friends in 1 month, and one especially a few weeks ago. So things gave me the opportunity. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to finally come back to make a comment on what I'd like to say regarding what you and Adrian were talking about tonight. I'm going to tell you, it is amazing what you said about having the one friend versus having an entourage. Having an entourage, nothing bad about it. But having one, two, three good friends who you know that will be there for you, whether if you're successful or not, whether if you're doing good or not, those are the very people we know that have our best interests at heart, and they have really put a lot of good reasons for me to continue to have the faith I do and believing through God that we all can turn around and go up against anything that come at us. And believe me, I still keep the faith with you all support here at Purpose Kingdom Network, because I know that you all don't sway from the truth. It's not like you love Jesus one day and you don't another, and I appreciate the support on maintaining my ability to be able to think that everything's going to still be all right, especially with the loss of one particular friend this past few weeks ago. But God is good, and I'm still here to talk about it. With that being said, God bless you all, and continue to just keep passing the word on and keeping us encouraged.
Can we have a quick prayer before you hang up?
Yes, please.
Father God, we come to you this evening standing, touching, and agreeing with our sister Antonia, Lord, who is grieving the loss of two friends all at the same time, just about, Father. We ask, God, that you will just touch her heart, God. Let her know that you will never leave her nor forsake her, that even at this time of grief, you are right there with her, carrying her, not walking next to her, but carrying her through this trial and tribulation, and that there is comfort. Allow comfort to be released right now in the name of Jesus. Let it fall down upon her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God, right now, Lord. And not just her, but the families of the loved ones who passed on, God, and all those families out there who are grieving the loss of a loved one, Father, that's grieving the loss of a friend, Father. Just bring them comfort this evening. Bring them a hope this evening in the mighty name of Jesus, as only you can. And we thank you in advance for the victory that they shall have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in
and
with
thank
us this
you.
Evening.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the prayer.
You are so, so welcome. Adrian, it's on you. We'll be taking back.
All right. Well, the best thing I can say is I hope that they are still on the line because I need everybody to be standing with me when I say this, because if we believe in Jesus, if we believe in Yeshua, Yahshua, Isa, whoever, however you need to say what it is to know that God on earth, however, whatever, mm-hmm. hear it, whatever, how you need to say it, but take heed to the fact that God loves you, each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the biggest command that he ever gave us was to love our neighbors as ourselves, right?
That's right.
Well, if I hate to say it, because if that is the case and there is that much going on, there's a lot of self-hate that we got to deal with, because if I'm supposed to treat you like I want to be treated, but I don't really like myself, that means that I don't really need to treat you no type of way because I really don't feel like it myself. So today, what I was thinking that we could take back was, like, it's funny because I really was thinking take back the neighborhoods, because, you know, they say that the neighborhood is your neighborhood because the neighbors that you have. But if you don't deal with your neighbors, you don't really have a neighborhood. You just got a hood. So I'm not sure if your hood is going to match up with my neighborhood. You know what I mean? So I want to take back the neighbors. I want to take back the block. I want to take back the playground. I want to take back the basketball court. I just want to take back the community of life, which is love.
Yeah.
Like our neighbors. You know, it says love your neighbors as yourself. But then if
that's
you can
right.
think that you don't want to talk to your neighbor, that says that you really don't want to talk to yourself. Right?
That's right.
My thing is, what the kids saying? My kids say, my thing is, if you sitting here running from your neighbor, ain't that going to help your child grow up, and when they move into their first house, they're not going to want to deal with their neighbors?
Mm.
I wouldn't even want to live on a block where I didn't know my neighbors. I need to know my neighbors. There's no way in the world that I don't want to know my neighbors, but there are people that live in houses on blocks that they can walk next door and fall on the people's steps and they don't know their names. God forbid the electricity go out and they need to put some butter in somebody's refrigerator. I'm sorry.
Mm.
It's been a take it back on me for a while, because it's like, I don't even know if we could take one of them back to, but I believe that all of them are all intertwined. They're all intertwined. This is the summertime. We need to be taking it back to the summertime. Like when we was getting ready to go to the plat, and everything was about to be what it was, because that's just what it was, but everybody was in the same spirit. We was all having a good time. Now you got people that don't even want you to have a good time, and because they see you having a good time, all they want to do is mess up your good time. Who are you, and where did you come from? Like, that is the mindset. That got to be the mindset, and it's funny because I can say that got to be the mindset, because I know a lot of people that used to want to go shoot up blocks. So I can speak on a mindset. I know people that used to want to lay down nightclubs. I know there's a whole group of people that don't even believe that kind of stuff is really happening. But I'm here to tell you that I lived in it. I seen it right hand from my own eyes. And what I'm watching on the news is I'm watching those kids' children and their grandchildren just growing up. The world is just noticing who they are, because now they have come so, so far. And I'm talking about the hood. I'm talking about the street.
I'm so glad you went right there with it. because as you are taking back the hood and I am right there taking back the hood with you, you want to know what I want to take back in the hood first? Which goes right along with the neighbor, because it's not everybody's children. Everybody doesn't have children, but your neighbor might have children. I want to take back the children of the hood, of the block. And let me explain why. On Monday, July 1st, 2019, the party started actually on Sunday, but it spilled over into early morning Monday. And someone had put up an Instagram post about this party. And because of this Instagram post about this party, nearly 1,000 teens and young adults sort of flash mob through Temple neighborhood, damaged 4 police cars, and did all types of crazy stuff and acted the fool. And then the other day, I heard a story about some kids running around downtown, just ran up on some old man and just punched them in the face because they was bored. They just, you know, a group of them. I want us to take back our children. And I would like to see us now understand what I'm about to say are not the thoughts and opinions of Purpose Kingdom Network or all of the other hosts or its affiliates. These are just my thoughts on what I would like to take back and how I would like to take it back. Because Proverbs 23:13 says, see, I want to take it back with God's word. It says, withhold not correction from the child. But if thou beatest him with the rod, although I ain't saying use no rod, he shall not die. So if thou chastise him, he shall not die. I want the parents of the community, and see, that's why the neighbors got to pull together, Adrian. We got to pull the neighbors together first so that we can go get the children. Because, see, we need to go old school on these children today. We need to get some of them old straps that we grew up with, you know, that chastised us, and we need to drive around and snatch our children back from these streets and bring them back home and teach them how to be children. And the only way we can do that is the neighbors have to come together, and the neighbors have to become a neighborhood where the village raises the child.
It sounds good, but the problem is, in the same places that we want these neighborhoods and things, the parents, like you said, like it's
that's
a community because everybody going to have to give. But it's all for the kids. It's all going to be to help the children, because right now, the only thing I can say is if you looking at anything that you need to look at and you want to base where you are and how you're living and what life look like and how your future is going to be and how your family legacy is going to end, look at your young children. Look at your children.
That's right.
Your children are going to tell you what it is. So if you got kids that's running amok, that's out here doing all kinds of crazy stuff, wherever they want to, however they want to, coming in whenever they want to, and their parents is okay with it or not okay with it, but it's still happening, because no such thing as you're not okay with it and it's still happening.
That's
because
right.
If that's the case, then we got another problem with parenting. You understand? Because at the end of the day, you shouldn't have to yell and scream and carry a rod if you can just speak to your child and your child listen.
That's
because you shouldn't have to always beat your child. You understand? Because it means if you instill something in them.
Please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the children once we get them back home. I'm just telling you how we need to get them back home.
And what I'm trying to tell you is that's the problem.
The word of God does not say just beat up your child. That's not what it says. The word of God did not say always beat your child. That is not what it says. It said correction does not harm your child. That's what it started with. Correction does not harm your child. And right this second, we need to start correcting some children. And right this second, them children that's running around these streets, beating on elderly, beating up elderly because they're walking home by themselves. They're not even stealing anything from them. They're just beating them up because they can't fight back. Yeah, we need to go biblical and rip them kids up and bring them back
because,
home.
But you got to... But those are the parents that you got to be careful of, because those are the parents that have been shooting and laying down things forever. That's why the children and their grandchildren are acting as if that, because that is normal behavior. So that's what I'm saying. So you beating them up. So we just kept
the neighborhood.
We need the Purpose Kingdom Network to keep coming with what we do, because that Take It Back was a Take It Back, and we need to take it back for real, y'all. So everything that you heard tonight, everything that you got, I would say take it. Put it on a postcard or something and send it around your room, send it around the class, because at the end of the day, people feel a certain type of way. But if you can't speak up on how you feel, then maybe that feeling is not real. Because if you feel how we feel, tomorrow we should hear this. And we should hear this because it's going to go viral, because at the end of the day, how in the hell are we allowing it to happen like this? How are we allowing what God intended for us as his chosen people? How are we allowing things to slip away? We cannot be so prideful that we have become proud. Like, that pride will hurt you. And the gay pride in June, I don't know if I'm not done with that, because I really would like to find out who's doing it. Because for real, whoever's doing it is, y'all be saying how you think that people are ignorant and people are slapping you and stuff like that. I believe that those types of stuff, that kind of stuff, that stuff is blatant disrespect to us as a people. And I think it's becoming more disrespectful, because when we should be speaking up, we are not. We are like a joke. And anytime you can get news stuff like this and things happen like that and the way that it happened and nobody says anything, that is not something that God is telling us to do. I know that it's not. Nowhere in there. Because if not, then we are the light. We are the light of sitting on the top of that hill. You know? Because at the end of the day, we just need to talk about it. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, but keep it on the mouth. Keep people informed of what is going on. And remember, don't forget, tune in tomorrow, because we got good shows coming all week and next week too. And don't forget to tell a friend and tell more friends and tell all their friends. And don't forget your family too. And we love you. And good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.